AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The Chiefs fell from the ranks of the undefeated on Sunday in Buffalo. Gene Battaglia provides us with the details.
Josh Allen did it with his arm and he did it with his legs. A 26-yard touchdown run on a 4th-and-2 to seal the game. The Buffalo Bills giving the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss of the season, 30-21 the final. Tight end Dawson Knox knew his quarterback was going to make a big play.
I turn around and Josh is fighting off a defensive lineman. Then he's up to the next level and he's making three guys miss, scoring a touchdown. As soon as I saw him get past the line of scrimmage, I kind of knew he was scoring.
Allen also with a touchdown pass to Curtis Samuel in the win. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had three touchdown passes in the loss.
In an AFC North showdown, the Ravens were in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Our Craig Heist reports.
Chris Boswell kicked 6 field goals and the defense stopped a 2-point conversion attempt with just over a minute to play as the Steelers held off the Ravens 18-16 to take over first place in the AFC North. The Steelers' defense held Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' top-rated offense to season lows in points and yards. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says he's happy to have Boswell.
He probably got player of the week again this week. He's deserving of it. But it reminds us of our warts. It reminds us of the work that we need to do. But, man, no doubt I'm thankful that he's on our team.
The Lions steamrolled the Jaguars 52-6, improving their record to 9-1, which is their best start since 1934. They also set a single-season franchise record with their 8th straight win as Jared Goff threw for 412 yards and 4 touchdowns.
That's kind of been something we've talked about in the offseason is history and how great we can be. And we know the group we have. We know what our capabilities are, and today was a good example of that.
The Rams downed the Patriots 28-22. New Orleans defeated Cleveland 35-14. The Colts got past the Jets 28-27 on Anthony Richardson's 4-yard touchdown run with 46 seconds left. Minnesota's now 8-2 after a 23-13 win over Tennessee. Sam Darnold threw for 246 yards and 2 touchdowns.
I felt like we were really good with no self-inflicteds, all those things. Penalty-wise, like pre-snap, I felt like we were getting in and out of the huddle. Tempo was really good all day, so we were really, really efficient as an offense that way.
The Dolphins took down the Raiders 34-19. Green Bay improved their record to 7-3 after surviving at Chicago 20-19. Carl Brooks blocked a 46-yard field goal attempt by the Bears' Cairo Santos on the game's final play. The Packers took the lead on Jordan Love's 1-yard touchdown run with 2:59 remaining.
I'm just proud of the way, you know, we're down and going in that fourth quarter, and guys continue to fight and compete, and nobody flinched.
The rest of the NFL results saw the Broncos cruise past the Falcons 38-6. Bo Nix tossed 4 touchdown passes. Geno Smith scored on a 13-yard scramble with 12 seconds remaining to lift the Seahawks past the 49ers 20-17, and the Chargers beat the Bengals 34-27. J.K. Dobbins' 29-yard touchdown run with 18 seconds left was the go-ahead score. Coming up, the day in the NBA and the NHL. The Cavaliers were looking to stay unbeaten as they welcomed in the Hornets. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Cavaliers are the 4th NBA team to win their first 15 games after a 128-114 victory over the Hornets. Darius Garland was among 4 Cavaliers with more than 20 points, finishing with 25 and 12 assists. Evan Mobley also had a double-double with 23 points and 11 rebounds. So did Jared Allen, who provided 21 points and 15 boards. Allen says it's great to have Mobley back in the lineup.
On the offensive and defensive end, I feel like we're a great tandem. You know, defensive end, guy drives by me, I have Evan to have my back. Offensive end, Evan brings the ball up and just makes the offense easier for everybody. So it's just good to have him back this game.
Ty Jerome contributed 24 points and 8 assists in place of Donovan Mitchell, who was given the day off.
The Timberwolves defeated the Suns 120-117 when Julius Randle capped a 35-point performance with a game-winning 3-pointer at the buzzer, impressing Minnesota head coach Chris Finch.
He was great all night. You know, they really didn't have a matchup for him, and we did a really good job, and Ant did a really good job of making sure that he got the ball and he didn't go extended periods of times without touching the ball. So, but very happy for Julius.
The Pacers were 119-110 winners over the Heat. It was Detroit 124, Washington 104. Memphis was a 105-90 winner over Denver. Jaren Jackson led the way for the Grizzlies with 20 points. The Nuggets were without Nikola Jokic and Aaron Gordon. Memphis head coach Taylor Jenkins:
we're trying to find our competitive advantages everywhere possible with our style of play offensively and defensively. And, you know, we knew that was a big focal point tonight with, you know, the depth that they have, obviously, with a number of important guys out. So we wanted to make sure we had the pace, we needed the movement.
Elsewhere in the NBA, it was Portland 114, Atlanta 110. The Knicks beat the Nets 114-104. The Rockets soared past the Bulls 143-107. Dallas eased past Oklahoma City 121-119. And the Clippers prevailed 116-105 over the Jazz. NHL, Carolina posted a home win over the Blues. Dennis Cox provides the details.
Martin Natchez scored two goals and added two assists to lead the Carolina Hurricanes to a 4-1 win over the visiting St. Louis Blues. With points in 13 straight games, Natchez understands the hot streak he's on.
You're kind of in the zone that when I'm feeling it, I'm trying to, you know, get there and stay there as long as I can.
Alexander Ovechkin's hat trick propelled the Capitals past the Golden Knights 5-2.
I think we have a pretty good opportunity in previous games to do that. We did it.
Ovechkin's 866 career goals has him 29 shy of Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. The Rangers shut out the Kraken 2-0 with Jonathan Quick making 24 saves, and Steven Stamkos scored twice in Nashville's 5-3 win in Vancouver. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.